Well, the Board of Regents gave the University of Iowa approval to move ahead with planning and designing for renovating the north end of Kinnick Stadium, building a residence hall near the stadium, and the construction of a new indoor track and field facility west of Finkbine Golf Course. The UI's planning and construction director, Rod Lennertz, says the project could range from $135 to $150 million, and it starts with the stadium upgrade.
The north end zone itself was constructed in the first half of the 1980s. And is obsolete by its function, but also the intent by the athletic department is to improve amenities, fan amenities.
Well, the plans could include the dormitory near Kinnick Stadium that could include some 600 suite-style rooms and will be home to athletes and regular students. Leonard says they'll know more details now that they have the approval to proceed.
This is a project where we're asking for permission to proceed with planning and we'll advance the efforts to design and estimate and bring it back to you with more defined information.
Board of Regents President Bruce Rastetter says it's not easy approving something with such a large price tag, but he says the improvements and new facilities are important, especially the renovation at the stadium.
The north end zone wasn't updated through the renovation. And so I think it's natural to have that happen, to continue the support of the program at a high level and in the enjoyment of the fans watching the game.
He points out that the renovation will be paid for by donations and funds from the athletic department and not through state tax dollars. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Matt Carpenter tied it with a solo homer in the eighth inning, and Randall Grichuk connected in the 13th inning, rallying the St. Louis Cardinals to a 4-3 victory over the Cincinnati Reds. Grichuk was moved up to second in the Cardinals' struggling batting order. He doubled home a run in the sixth inning and hit his 15th homer in the 13th off Dylan Axelrod, Cincinnati's eighth pitcher. Seth Maness gave up a pair of walks in two innings. Manager Mike Matheny changed the batting order. Grichuk went from batting eighth on Tuesday to second to try to spark his struggling offense, but the Cards didn't get much going until late in the game. Carpenter tied it with a homer in the eighth inning off of J.J. Hoover, only the third that the reliever has allowed this season. That was Carpenter's fifth homer in his last six games. Elsewhere in the league, Matt Boyd picked up his first major league win, and Detroit turned just five hits into a 2-1 triumph against Kansas City. Anthony Gost laced an RBI triple, and Victor Martinez poked a tie-breaking grounder to back Boyd, who gave up one run and seven hits over seven innings. Johnny Cueto allowed just two runs in seven innings, but took the loss as the Royals stayed 9.5 games ahead of Minnesota in the AL Central. Elsewhere, the New York Mets coughed up most of an 8-0 lead in the bottom of the ninth inning on Wednesday before they expanded their lead in the National League East to two games over Washington. The Mets eventually picked up their sixth consecutive win as Matt Harvey gave up just two hits while pitching shutout ball over seven innings of an 8-6 triumph at Miami. Also yesterday, the Nationals lost for the fifth time in six games as Wellington Castillo smacked a three-run homer in the top three hitters in Arizona's lineup, combined for nine hits and an 11-4 romp in Washington. Yasiel Puig belted a three-run homer in the first inning before Brett Anderson and the Dodgers' bullpen held off the Phillies 4-3. The Giants were 6-1 winners against Atlanta behind Madison Bumgarner, who struck out nine while holding the Braves to a run and seven hits over seven and a third innings. Gregory Polanco and Andrew McCutchen each hit solo homers and collected two RBIs in the Pirates' 7-5 win over the Chicago Cubs. The Cubs' six-game winning streak is snapped, and they fall a half game back of the Giants for the final National League wild card berth. Those two teams will start a four-game series in Chicago today. Texas completed a three-game sweep that cuts the Astros' lead to two games over the Los Angeles Angels as the Rangers post a 4-3 win. The Angels scored three times in the bottom of the ninth to pull out a 4-3 win over Cleveland. Also yesterday, it was the Boston Red Sox beating the New York Yankees by a final of 2-1. The Yanks' lead in the AL East is down to 4.5 over Toronto as Jose Bautista launched a grand slam and Edwin Encarnacion added a three-run homer in the Blue Jays' 9-7 win against Minnesota. Baltimore pulled out a 7-3 win at Oakland on a grand slam by Chris Davis in the top of the 10th inning. Avisail Garcia worked out a bases-loaded walk in the 10th inning, giving the White Sox a 6-5 win over Tampa Bay. Also, Colorado scored twice in the ninth before Michael McHenry's two-run homer gave the Rockies a 7-5 11-inning win against Seattle. And Milwaukee outscored San Diego 8-5. Also in baseball news, Toronto Blue Jays right-hander Aaron Sanchez has dropped his appeal of a three-game suspension for throwing at Kansas City's Alcides Escobar in the eighth inning on Sunday. Sanchez began serving the suspension Wednesday against Minnesota. He'll be eligible to return Saturday, the second game of a pivotal weekend series in New York against the AL East leading Yankees. Well, there were fewer men in blue working Iowa high school baseball games this summer, and it's a trend that the Iowa High School Athletic Association wants to stop. Todd Tharp of the IHSAA says they have not had much of a problem keeping officiating crews for football and basketball, but baseball and other sports are on the decline.
Do we need to visit with those guys and those gals, and do we need to go to colleges and high schools and start to recruit those officials and get them out there? What are the things that we do? And then more importantly, we need to retain them. I mean, it's great you can have a bunch of guys and gals come in that want to be officials, but then what we need to do is we need to keep them in there for 3 or 4 years so that they get comfortable with it, and that's what we're trying to work on.
Tharp says they're working on bringing some former officials back into the game.
We're trying to contact them and find out, you know, what was the reason. You know, maybe they had a family or they moved, but maybe it was, you know, I had some bad experiences with some fans, or I had some bad experiences with coaches, and, you know, and I just don't want to do this anymore. If that's the issue, then we need to try and solve it or find out what it is or what would have helped you in those particular situations.
Tharp says the biggest shortage right now are at the levels below varsity.
The hard ones is trying to find, you know, those officials to work that 4 o'clock or that 4:30 junior high game, and trying to get 3 or 4 officials for that junior high game or that JV, ninth grade JV game on a Monday night or whatever that starts at 5:30 or 6 o'clock. It's those officials, you know, that I think that those guys are struggling, is trying to find those guys that want to work those games.
Contact the IHSAA if you'd like to know more information about becoming an official. And the Friday tee times have been set for the first round of the 57th Annual Tournament of Champions Golf Tournament at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. In all, 84 golfers are currently set to compete in 3 different divisions. 52 golfers are in the championship division, 21 are in the senior division, and 11 are in the super senior division. A total of 9 past champions of that tournament are registered to play this year, including Chris Nelson of Atlantic, who won the 2014 championship, and last year's super senior champ, John Holmes of Atlantic. KJAN will have live coverage of the 54-hole tournament starting tomorrow and continuing through the finish on Sunday. You can also check out the sports page at KJAN.com for more information throughout the weekend, and check us out on the sports page as well, where you can click to see those first-round pairings listed. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.